非常的感谢主，在冬令会之后能够和大家一同敬拜主。
I really thank the Lord for giving me this chance to worship with all of you after the winter conference.
我很高兴能够看见一些老朋友。
I'm glad to meet old friends.
我们在主的爱中都蒙他的保守。
We have been preserved in His love.
这都是恩典。
And all this is by His grace.
我们感恩不尽。
And we are very thankful.
今天早上我们要一同领受主的话语。
This morning we will come before God to receive His words.
我们用顺服、信心、谦卑来领受。
And we will receive it with submission and with obedience and humility.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
恩典的主，我们感谢你，你是我们的生命，你是真理道路。我们在你里面领受父神丰盛的恩惠，又在你的里面奔走我们生命的道路。我们感谢你，我们的人生有方向，也有你所加给我们的力量、扶持、保守、鼓励。就每逢当我们软弱的时候，甚至于灰心的时候，你的爱就激励我们，我们的宝贵是圣灵就将神的爱浇灌在我们心里，让我们能够随时的重新得力。我们能够和保罗一同说，我们什么时候软弱就什么时候刚强了，这都是恩典，我们感谢赞美你。今天早上我们每一个人带了我们的问题，带了我们的软弱，带了我们的需要到你的面前来。主，你都知道，你都了解，你都明白。我们愿意在你的宝座前，就是施恩的宝座前，领受你为我们每一个人预备的恩典。主啊，让我们中间没有一个人自满，没有一个人心灵刚硬，没有一个人说，主啊，我不需要。求主你开我们的心，加大我们属灵的容量，让我们在你的面前会领受。也求主帮助你的两个孩子将你的话语传达得清楚，我们一同领受。我们最需要的是我们的宝贵是圣灵在我们的中间运行，在我们的心里工作，光照我们，滋润我们，也让我们能够真实得到圣灵中的喜乐，在我们的心中，在我们的教会中。我们这样的求谢奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。请大家翻到新约约翰福音第十七章。
Please turn to the Gospel according to John chapter 17.
约翰福音第十七章。
John 17.
今天我要讲的题目是基督徒的世界观。
The topic for today is the Christian's worldview.
我们常常提到世界。
We often talk about the world.
到底世界是什么意义呢？
But what is the meaning of the world?
做基督徒的人对世界应该有什么态度呢？
What is the Christian's attitude towards the world?
这是很重要。
This is very important.
我们每一个人都住在世界里面。
All of us live in the world.
我们永远不能和世界不发生关系。
It is impossible for us not to have any relationship with the world.
既然如此，
Since it's so,
那我们就要从圣经里面查看到底我们和世界有什么关系。
It is important for us to look into the Bible to see what is our relationship with the world.
如果你看英文圣经的话，
If you are referring to an English Bible,
你就发现这个世界这个字 world 这个字用了十八次。
You realize that the word world has been used 18 times.
是同一个字。
It's the same word.
但是代表不同的意义。
But there are different meanings.
那么在中文圣经里面呢？
In the Chinese Bible,
就有不同的翻译了。
There are different translations.
同一个原文的字。
The same word in the original version.
有不同的翻译的方式。
There are different ways of translating it.
那我们把这十八处的经文合在一起查看之后，
if we look at all these references, the 18 places together,
我们发现有四种不同的意义。
We realize that there are four different meanings.
这是我们要清楚认识的。
This is something that we need to know about clearly.
好，第一种的意义。
First,
请看第五节。
Please look at verse 5.
第五节，父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是未有世界一先，我同你所有的荣耀。
And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began.
还有另外一次是在24节。
Verse 24.
父啊，我在哪里，愿你所赐给我的人也在哪里，叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀，因为创立世界以前，你已经爱我了。
Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am, and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world.
这里说的世界就是我们普通所说的宇宙。
The world here refers to nature.
或者说大自然。
The natural world.
对于这个意义，我们有什么反应和态度呢？
What is our reaction to this meaning?
我们爱世界。
We love the world.
没有基督徒说要爱世界，但是就这种意义说我们要爱世界。
According to this meaning, we should love the world.
有人很多安慰，哎呀，我可以爱世界了。
It might feel comforting to know that you can love the world.
有的人呢，常常听说不要爱世界，心里很不舒服，现在有个机会可以爱世界。This
gives us a chance to love the world.
在诗篇里面，
In Psalms,
提到大自然的美丽。
It talks about the beauty of the universe.
诗人呢，用四种的呼声来表达他对大自然的反应。
So people on earth use four ways to express the beauty, express their attitude towards the beauty of nature.
第一个是何其美，多么美呀！The
first, how beautiful.
第二，是何等伟大。Second
is how great.
第三。 是何等精深，精商，不要紧了哈，我等再说了。第四呢，是何其多，这个创，我想，我后来再解释了，现在解释了，一下子没有的讲了。
I'll explain later.
好，我再说，也许不必翻译，何其美。 何其深，何其大，何其多，这是诗人面对大自然的时候发出来的惊叹的声音。好，现在我们看一看了，好不好？
Let's take a look at this.
一点点时间，我们看诗篇第八篇。
Please turn to Psalm chapter 8.
第九节。
Verse 9.
第八篇第九节。 耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美！
O Lord our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
在冬令会里面，
In the winter conference,
Mr. Schaefer 他替中国大陆的美丽做广告。
Mr. Schaefer did an advertisement for the beauty of China.
他把桂林的影片给我们看。 想到的时候举起来给我们看。
He showed us many beautiful pictures of Guilin.
我们中间有多少人到过桂林呢？
How many of us have been there?
有人说到了桂林呢，什么别的地方都不必去。
The people who said that after being there, you don't have to go anywhere else.
那 Mr. Schaefer 又说了。
Mr. Schaefer said.
他说从前他看见中国画不明白，为什么那样画？
Before, when he looked at Chinese paintings, he couldn't understand.
他到了桂林以后，他就明白了为什么那么画。
But after having been to Guilin, he understood why the painters painted in that way.
我们去看的时候，我们心里说：“哎呀，何其美！”
When we look at it, we say, "How majestic!"
这是我们诗人的呼声，在我们里面有一个回应。
This is our response to the poet's words.
那么还有呢？我们看诗篇92篇。
Please turn to Psalm 92.
第五节
Verse 5
耶和华，你的工作何其大！
How great are your works, O Lord?
神的创造何等伟大！
How great is God's work?
有多么大呢？
How great?
我们中间很多科学家。
There are many scientists among us.
我想也许这个地区的教会的弟兄姊妹们，这个 PhD 的比例很高啊。
There's a high ratio of PhDs in the congregation in this area.
这个宇宙多么大！
How great is this universe?
我们要听他们告诉我们。
Listen to what they have to say.
Yeah. 有人说这个宇宙有十亿光年那么大。
Some people say that the size of this earth is 10 billion light years.
而且还在继续扩展之中。
And it's increasingly expanding.
真是伟大，不可思议那么伟大。
It's so great that it's beyond our understanding.
我们再看下面一句。
Let's continue.
你的心思何其深。
How profound are your thoughts?
哎，出来这个字了。How profound.
How profound.
这个字对了。神的作为多么深奥。
How profound are God's works?
也可以说多么精深。我前天谈话，从齐弟兄谈话，他说这个地区啊，是 precision technology， 啊，是精密的科技的地中心地区。
Brother Chu once mentioned that this area is the center of precise technology.
好，但是我们再比一比的话，把 San Jose， 把Palo Alto。跟上帝的创造比一比，我们看哪一个更精深呢？
There's no comparison between Palo Alto, San Jose, and God's creation.
我记得在小学念书的时候。
I remember when I was in grade school.
我小学的时候就不得了了哈，那时间是很古老了。
It was the old times.
那个时候已经说了，这个地球围了太阳转是365天。五小时48分48秒，别的我忘记，这个数字很奇怪，小学到现在还没有忘记。
I was told that the Earth evolves around the Sun once in 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, 48 seconds.
That's profound. 那么一年一年。
It continues year after year.
每一年。一秒钟也不会错，十分之一秒也不会错。
It won't change, not even by a second.
我想这个 precision 比这个 San Jose 的 precision 还厉害。
This precision is by far more incredible than the one in San Jose.
多么精深。
How profound.
多么精密。多么精细。
How precise and how all the minute details.
神的智慧何其深奥。
How profound is God's wisdom?
还有104篇。
And also Psalm 104.
第24节。
Verse 24.
耶和华，你说造的何其多。
How many are your works, O Lord?
有一次在香港开展览会，菊花有500种，单单菊花500种。
Once in Hong Kong, there was an exhibition on chrysanthemum. There are 500 types.
我站在那儿的时候，忽然想到这三个字，我就摇摇头说：“何其多，何其多。”
I remember this verse that how many.
好，这是我们对世界的第一种意义的回应。
This is our response to the first meaning of the world.
我们欣赏这个世界。
We admire the world.
我们爱这个世界。
We love the world.
我们赞美这个世界的创造者。
We want to praise the creator of this universe.
第二种的意义。
The second meaning.
我们看第21节，再回到约翰福音17章21节。
Let's turn back to John 17, verse 21.
使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
So that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you.May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me.
世人
The people of the world.
那么我们对这个寓意是什么回应呢？
What is our response to this meaning?
我们的回应和神的回应一样。
Our response should be the same as God's response.
神爱世人。
God loves the world.
所以我们也爱世人。
Therefore, we too love the world.
如果我们不爱世人，我们的心和神就不同了。
If we don't like, love the people of the world, then our hearts will be different from God's heart.
每个基督徒要爱世人。
Each Christian should love the world.
像神爱世人一样。
Just like God loving the people of the world.
第三种意义。
The third meaning.
我们看第十六节。
Please look at verse 16.
他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
They are not of the world, even as I am not of it.
这里的世界是世俗的意思，世俗的意思。我昨天才被改正哈，所以我这个还没有改过来。我的发音是世俗，但是正确的发音是世俗，对不对？好，我学了。
The world here refers to the mundane traditions of the world.
Worldliness.
What is our response to the worldliness?
很简单。
Very simple.
主说，他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
Jesus says they do not belong to the world, just as I don't belong to the world.
主不属世俗，世俗。
Jesus is not worldly.
我们也不属世俗。
Similarly, we are not worldly.
很简单啊，你的问题解决了没有？
Have you resolved your problem?
很简单，很容易解决。
Very simple.
我应该爱世俗吗？
Should I love worldly things?
那么就问主啊，你爱世俗吗？
Then I ask Jesus, do you love worldly things?
你听见主回答吗？
Have you heard Jesus' answer?
你听见了吗？
You heard.
我相信你听见。
I believe you do.
不是一个声音来从天上来主向你说我不爱世俗所以你也不要爱世俗。
It's not a sound from heaven saying I don't love the world therefore you should not be worldly.
像在这里主的声音从圣经里面发出来。
Here is God's voice from the Bible.
主不属世俗。
Jesus is not worldly.
所以我们也不属世俗。
Therefore we shouldn't be worldly either.
对我来讲这个问题解决了。
For me, the problem is solved.
如果我是属主的，
If I belong to Christ,
如果我是跟从主的，
If I'm a follower of Christ,
那么主到哪去，我就跟他到哪去。
And wherever he goes, I will follow.
主的路是我的路。
His path is my path.
主的方向是我的方向。
His direction, my direction.
如果主不属于一样，我也不属那一样。
If Christ does not belong to something, I won't belong to it either.
不然的话，我和主背道而驰。
If not, I will be moving in opposite direction with Christ.
那就不是跟从基督。
That is not following Christ.
也不是基督的门徒。
And I'm not a disciple of the Lord.
好，再看第四种的意义。
Let's look at the fourth meaning.
十八节。
Verse 18.
你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。
As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world.
世上。
The world.
也就是社会。
It means the society.
在约翰一书第四章第九节用世间两个字。
In John, First John, it talks about the world, the society.
我们对社会什么态度呢？
What is our attitude towards the society?
十八节。
Verse 18.
主说，他到社会里来。他也差我们进到社会里去。
In verse 18, we are told that Jesus has come into the society, and similarly, he's going to send us into the society.
主是入世的。
Christ is one who involves in the society.
我们也是入世的。
Same for us.
我们不是跑到世界外面去居住做和尚。
We do not live outside of the society.
我们不是离群独居的。
We do not separate ourselves from the crowd.
我们住在社会里面。
We live in the society.
我们是社会的一份子。
We are part of the society.
主说。
Jesus said.
父怎么样差我到社会里面来。
Just as how God sent him into the society.
我也 差遣你们进入社会。
He will send us into the society.
基督徒是入世的。
Therefore, Christians should involve in the society.
就世俗来讲，刚才我们看见，基督徒是超世的。
According to the definition of worldliness, Christians should transcend the society.
但是对社会来讲，我们是入世的。
By the definition of the world being a society, we get involved in a society.
我们整个的基督徒的生活就在入世和超世之间的那个微妙的配合上。
Our whole life is this combination of being transcending the world and being involving in a society.
这个讲是容易讲。
It's easy to say.
我在这里讲到很容易。
It's easy for me to give a sermon on this.
但是当我们到社会里面生活的时候，
But once we go into the society and live there,
什么时候应该超世，什么时候应该入世？哎呀，我如果不小心，不随时注意，我就会弄错了。
It's difficult to differentiate when I should transcend the world, when I should involve in the society.
基督徒的困难也在这里。
And this is where the Christian problem lies.
有的时候应该超世的时候入世，应该入世的时候超世。
Sometimes when we should transcend the world, we get involved, and sometimes when we should get involved, we transcend it.
很容易颠倒过来。
It's easy to mix up.
我们的灵层越高。
Our spiritual love, when our spiritual walk is higher.
那么我们在两者之间的判断选择就更正确。
Then our choice between the two will be more correct.
主啊，帮助我。
Lord, help us.
叫我。分别的清楚正确。
Help me to differentiate clearly and correctly.
什么时候应该超世？
When I should transcend the world.
什么时候应该入世？
When I should get involved.
那么现在我们一下子重点呢，就集中在社会里面的世界里面，这个第四种的意义里面。
The following will be focusing on the meaning of being in the society.
好。我们在这个社会里面应该如何？
How should we act in the society?
我要提到七点。
I'm going to mention 7 points.
不要怕啊，不要怕那么多。刚才徐继兴告诉我了，11点，55分之前要结束。
I'll finish up by 5:12.
我还有20分钟。
So I still have 20 minutes.
这位姊妹讲10分钟，我讲10分钟。
We'll share the time between us.
第一
，First，
我们在这个社会里面要爱社会。
First, we should love the society.
这就是爱世。
This is loving the world.
我们不是超然世外的。
We are not transcending it.
我们和世界有个关系，就是爱世界。
Our relationship with the world is that we love the world.
我们爱社会。
We love our society.
神爱社会到什么地步？
How much of God loves the society?
甚至于将他的独生子赐给他们。
He loves so much that he gave his only begotten son.
那么我们和世界有什么牵涉呢？
Then what have we to do with the world?
这个值得我们思想。
This is worth our thinking.
我们也对这个世界里面的人有爱吗？
Do we have love towards the people of the society?
我们恨世界的罪恶。
We hate the sins of the society.
但是爱世界里面的人。
But we love the people in the society.
这个两个要分得很清楚。
These two things should be separated clearly.
我们恨世界的罪恶。
We hate the sins of the society.
我们爱世上的人。
But we love the people in it.
所以一个基督徒应该是一个爱人的人。
Therefore, a Christian should be a loving person.
第二
Secondly,
我们入世
We enter into the world.
这是刚才十八节的话
As Jesus said in verse 18,
我们入世呢，不是我们自己想入世。
It's not out of our own choice that we enter into the society.
是主差我们入世。
But Christ sending us into the world.
我们进入世界有一个使命。
We have a mission going into the society.
主差我们，这个差字是一个使命。
The word sending implies a mission.
有一个神圣的使命。
There's a holy mission.
我们在这个世界里面担起来，要完成我们的使命。
We have to complete this mission.
如果没有使命感，基督徒很难做一个真基督徒。
It's difficult to be a true Christian without the sense of mission.
一个基督徒 是一个有使命感的人。
A Christian is a person with a sense of mission.
他的使命是主给他的使命。
This is a mission given by God.
我们不要把这个使命放下。
We should not let it down.
在北美有些这个基督徒的学人回到台湾去。
There are some Christian scholars who go back from America to Taiwan.
有个很好的代表和元大年校长在我们中间。是中原大学的校长在台湾。
And we have a living example here, Brother Yuan.
好像韩维弟兄、袁弟兄，还有许多别的。
And similarly, we have Brother Han and other examples.
他们回去是看看宝岛的风光吗
？Are they going back just to admire the beauty of Taiwan?
袁校长，请你告诉我们，台湾很美丽，对不对？台湾很美丽。
Taiwan is beautiful.
但他们回去不是看风光。
But the purpose of going back is not to admire the beauty.
他们带着使命回去。
It's a mission.
他们在北美洲得了很高的训练学位。
They have attained high scholastic achievement in America.
他们要回去在台湾把神的爱、把基督的真光、把救恩传给别人。
But their main purpose of going back to Taiwan is to spread God's light to the people.
那是使命。
This is mission.
我到美国来好多次。
I've been to America many times.
哎呀，我觉得美国很好。
I like America.
什么都好。
Everything is good.
很多这个条件很优越。
There are many good
但是。
But
主给我的使命是在东方。
The mission that God has given me is in Asia.
所以从这个北美洲回到东方去的人呢，我对他们有一个很有个亲切感。
Therefore, I feel very closely linked to people who return from America to Asia.
因为他们有所放下。
Because they have surrendered something.
奉献给主。
And they sacrifice and offer to God.
担起使命。
And they lift up this mission.
按照主的呼召出去。
According to God's calling, they went out.
接受挑战。
They accept the challenge.
把生命给主。
They give their life to God.
让主使用。
So that God can use their life.
完成使命。
To complete this mission.
主说我差你们。
God said, I'll send you.
有人说，那么我没有去东方，所以我就不可能担起使命了。
If you said, if I'm not going back to Asia, does that mean that I'm not, I don't have a sense of mission?
但是北美洲也是世界啊，北美洲也有社会啊。
But in America, there is a society too.
神没有派每一个人都回去。
God didn't send everybody back to Asia.
神没有派你们都回去。
He didn't send all of you to go back.
所以那个意思就是说，在这里有你们的使命。
What I mean is that here you have your mission.
这边的使命和东方的使命都是使命。
The mission here and the mission back in Asia, both are missions.
但是你要弄清楚神对你个人的旨意是什么。
But you must clarify what is God's will for you personally.
有的人，主要他到东方，他就在西方；主要他在西方，他到东方。
Some people, God wants him back in Asia, but he's in America, or vice versa.
你要寻求神的旨意。
So you must seek after God's will.
神的旨意最好。
His will is the best.
神的旨意要你到东方，你到东方最好。神的旨意让你在西方，在西方最好。
If he wills you to go to Asia, it's the best for you to be there, and vice versa for if he wills you to go to America.
最重要是神的旨意。
The most important of all is God's will.
是使命。
This mission.
只要你担起使命。
If you assume this mission.
你在哪里都好。担起使命在哪里都不好。
If you don't assume this mission, wherever you be, you won't be in good shape.
基督徒。是一个有使命的人。
Christian is a person with a sense of mission.
第三个。
Thirdly.
超世。
Transcend the world.
约翰一书二章十五节到十六节。
First John chapter 2, verse 15 to 16.
我们都很熟悉这一节圣经，这两节圣经。
We are familiar with these two verses.
使徒约翰说。
John says.
不要爱世界
Do not love the world
和世界上的事
Or anything in the world
那么什么是世界呢
What is the world
什么是世界上的事呢
What is the things in the world
下面有三样的解释
There are three explanations
给我们看得很清楚了。那么大家看见这三样的时候，我相信都会同意约翰说的不错。
If you look at these three things, I believe that you will agree with John too.
第十六节告诉我们。
In verse 16 it says.
第一样是。
The first thing is.
肉体的情欲。
The cravings of sinful man.
第二样是。
Second.
眼目的情欲。
The lust of his eyes.
第三样。
Third.
今生的骄傲。
The boasting of what he has.
这些都不是从父来的。
All these things aren't from God.
不是从上帝来的
They're not from God
乃是从世界来的
But from the world
这三样
These three things
我们要小心
We have to be careful
主在四福音里面用另外的字句来讲同样的事
In the Gospels, Jesus used different words to describe the same thing
第一，思虑就是挂虑
First is worry
第二是迷惑，金钱的迷惑
A second is money, the lust of money.
第三，私欲，各样的私欲。
The third is desires.
这三样构成世界。
These three things made up the world.
有什么作用
？What are the functions?
让道种落到我们心里的时候被塞住。
When the seeds of God's word enters our heart, they will be blocked.
好像荆棘蒺藜把那个道种塞住一样。
Just like the thorns killing the seed.
不能成长
It cannot grow
不能结实
It cannot bear fruit
呀，这对我们的属灵的生命的成长和结果拦阻很大
This poses great obstacles to the growth of our spiritual life
这是主要我们记得清楚的
God wants us to remember this clearly
有的基督徒不服气
Some Christians, they don't agree
是不见得这样不见得
They don't think so
但是过了几年以后
But after a few years
哎呀，他发现他灵性越来越低沉，越来越低沉。
They find that their spiritual life is getting more and more stagnant.
对属灵的事越来越没有味道。
They don't find spiritual things interesting anymore.
离开主越来越远。
They drift away from the Lord.
哎呀，再想一想。
When they think about it again.
为什么
？Why？
为什么我退步
？Why have I moved backwards？
为什么我冷淡？
Why have I cooled off?
为什么离开主远了
Why have I drifted away from the Lord?
那个时候恍然大悟
Suddenly they understand.
就说主啊，你的话不错
Lord, your words are right.
你的话没有讲错
Your words are correct.
主说，若有人爱世界
Jesus said, if anybody loves the world,
爱父的心就不在他里面
The love of God will not be in him.
有人说这个话讲得太绝对
Some people said this statement is too absolute
但是主讲的是最后的结果
But what Jesus talks about is the final outcome
在过程上
In the process
你多一点世界少一点主
If you love the world a little bit more and less love the Lord a little bit less
你再更多一点世界就更少一点爱主是慢慢慢慢的
It's a gradual process in practice.
但是主没有讲这个过程。
But Jesus did not talk about the process.
他讲最后的结果。
He talked about the ultimate outcome.
就失去爱神的心。
That is to lose the love for God.
哎呀，我们不可能否认这个结果。
We cannot deny this outcome.
我们愿意接受。
We want to accept it.
小心。
We have to beware.
小心。第四。
Fourthly.
济世，救济的济，济世。
To relieve the world of its misery.
在启示录里面
In Revelation,
第二章
Chapter 2,
我们看见主称赞推压推拉的教会
We see the Lord praising a church.
这个十八节二章十八节推压推拉的教会
The Lord was praising the church in Thyatira.
为什么称赞他们
Why is the Lord praising
them? 我们看这个原因
Let us look at the reason.
十九节
In verse 19,
主说我知道你的行为爱心
I know your deeds, your love.
又知道你幕后所行的善事比起初更多
And that you are now doing more than you did at first.
这是爱心的服务
This is serving in love.
这是我们对这个世界应该有的
This is our attitude towards the world.
我们有爱心的服务
We should serve in love
这个教会得主的称赞
And this church is praised by God
因为时间的关系我不能多讲这一点
Because of the limitation of time, I cannot elaborate on this.
来到第五点。
And I'll move on to the fifth point.
就是照是光照世界。
To enlighten the world.
马太福音五章十四节。
In Matthew chapter 5, verse 14.
主说你们是世上的光。
Jesus says, you are the light of the world.
城造在山上是不能隐藏。
A city on a hill cannot be hidden.
第六。
Sixth point.
保释保全世界。
To preserve the world.
马太福音五章十三节。
Matthew 5:13.
主说你们是世上的盐。
You are the salt of the earth.
盐的作用之一就是防腐。
One of the use of the salt is to prevent rot things from rotten.
我们把食物里面多放点盐，就不容易坏。
We can preserve food by putting in salt.
基督徒在世界里面。
Christians in the world.
用他们的好的品格来防范这个罪恶的侵蚀。
Their good conduct in the world can preserve the sinful sin in the society.
基督徒在社会里面应该有这个作用。
Christians should have this function in the society.
让我们的基督化的品格来在这个世界里面起防腐的作用。
So the Christian conduct can preserve the world.
让罪恶不能那样快地发展。
So that sins cannot spread.
第七。
Seventh.
就是。
To save the world.
我们要把福音传讲出去。
We need to spread the gospel.
令人信主得救。
So that other people will come to know God.
认识天父。
To know God.
认识基督。
To know Christ,
进入基督的国度里面
and to enter into his kingdom,
做信徒
become a believer,
又做门徒
and also a disciple,
出死入生
we go through all sorts of hardship,
罪的赦免
and our sins are forgiven,
做天父的孩子
become the children of God,
跟从主的脚步
to follow God's, Jesus' path,
一个新的生命
to have a new life,
一个新的人生
a new life,
这是救恩
This is salvation.
神爱世人
God loves the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们
But he gave his only begotten son.
叫一切信他的
So that whosoever believes in him.
不至灭亡反得永生
Should not perish but have everlasting life.
这是救世
This is to save the world.
感谢主
Thank you, Lord.
有很多的基督徒付了很大的代价来做这件事
There are many Christians who pay a heavy price to do this.
当我第一次在东林会看见 Mr. Schaefer 的时候
When the first time I saw Mr. Schaefer in the winter conference,
我的第一个感觉
My first impression.
He should be a very good basketball player. 我还不晓得他是个 basketball player. 但是我心里有个感觉
There's a feeling in my heart.
那么后来听他讲道
Then I listened to his teaching.
在和他谈话
And his talking.
知道他是这个台湾的世运篮球队的教练。
I know that he's a coach of a basketball team in Taiwan.
不过那是二十七年前。
That was 27 years ago.
不过他的样子还是三十多岁。
But he looks like in his 30s.
如果要我猜，我猜他三十五岁。
If I have to guess, I'll guess that he's 35.
但他是五十五岁。
But he's 55.
大概跟他打篮球很有关系。
Maybe this has a lot to do with his playing basketball.
如果你要健康好，多打篮球。
If you want to be healthy, play more basketball.
哎呀，他很爱中国人。
He loves Chinese.
爱台湾的中国人，爱中国大陆的中国人。
He loves Chinese in Taiwan and also Chinese in PRC.
我很受感动。
I'm very touched.
他的表现是中国迷。
He is Chinese fanatic.
他唱歌
He sings
他唱中文歌
He sings Chinese songs
他最后的临别的声音是唱歌哈，快乐快乐我心里真有快乐
The last song that he sang in the conference was Joy Joy There's Joy in My Heart
他也很欢喜吃中国餐
He loves to eat Chinese food
他把他的心祷告他的工作用在中国人身上把福音要带给中国人
He devoted his prayer, his life, and his work in China, and want to bring the gospel to Chinese.
我们也愿有这样心。
We want to have such a heart too.
爱我们的祖国。
To love our own country.
爱中华民国。
To love our people.
爱中华人民共和国，爱中华民国。
To love Taiwan and to love mainland China.
我们把主的福音带给他们。
And to bring the gospel to them.
我为他们祷告。
And pray for them.
这是神的心。
This is God's heart.
也是我们的心。
And it's also our desire.
好，感谢主，我没有过重。
Thanks, Lord, that I can end on time.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你爱世界，创造世界。你是我们的天父，因为我们预备了永远的救恩，在耶稣基督里面，我们可以进入爱和光的国度。主，我们感谢你，你付了最大的代价，牺牲你自己来救我们，要把你的救赎赐给我们，叫我们可以出死入生，罪得赦免，可以称义在天父的面前，可以坦然无惧面对公义的神，同时也知道我们的天父爱我们，甚至于付了最大的代价来拯救我们，叫我们心里充满了爱和喜乐和光明，我们能够认识主，跟从主，见证主。主，我们在这个世上也有责任，求主你帮助我们欢欢喜喜的用信心和奉献的心智来担起我们的使命，在近处在远处按照你的引导和旨意来成全我们的托付和使命，不至于辜负你的大的恩典。主啊，求你使这个教会成为一个有使命的教会，使这的每一位弟兄姊妹成为有使命的弟兄姊妹，愿你的爱成为我们的力量，我们的喜乐，我们的成功。我们这样的求谢奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。